We'll do a review in Lakuta Sichas in Chelik Chaf Aleph, volume 21. This is the Sicha for Pekudei. This is the last Sicha in volume Chaf Aleph. The Rebbe explains a Zohar on the Parsha, and the Rebbe will explain the difference of the three opinions. Who said the Pasuk in Tehillim? Zois menuchosi adei ad poi eshev ki ivi siho, whether it was said by the Orin, whether it was said by the Knesset Yisrael, or whether it was said by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by Hashem. And the Rebbe will also explain that this is associated with the three times it was said about. Whether it was said about the very first time the Orin was brought into the Mishkan, or that is when it was said by the Orin, or it was said when the Beis HaMikdash was built and the Orin was put in, or it was said in the time that the Yidden do the Ratzon Hashem, which is a remez of Le'osid Lovei. So the Mishkan, the two Batei Mikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the three times. The Rebbe will go into the details and also show the difference between Torah, the Luchas, the Mitzvahs, and then the ultimately Shleimus and the Mitzvahs as it takes place. But the Rebbe is going to do a lot of explanation of the words and the meaning of the Zohar, what the Zohar says. Let's look inside and we'll go step by step. Pekudei. Aleph, in Zohar beparshasenu state, in the Zohar, in our portion, it states, as when der Orin is gekumen li mekoymoi, that when the Orin came to its place, what was the place of the Orin, oiv dem even shesio? That's the stone from which the world was created. When the Orin came to that place, Posach Aroino v'Omar, so then the Orin opened up and said, Zois menuchosi adi ad poi eshev ki ibisiho. This is my resting place forever. This is where I will sit because I've chosen this. So basically, we're talking about when the Orin is in its place in Even Shesio. The Pashtus will see in the Sicha, the Pashtus, it's understood that this has to be talking about when the Orin was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, not into the Mishkan, because in the Mishkan, the Orin was not placed on the Even Shesia. The placing on the Even Shesia was in the Beis HaMikdash. So in Pashtus, it would seem that this is at the time when the Orin settled onto the Even HaShesia in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm just making this point. We'll see. The Rebbe will discuss this a little bit later. Then Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Yosef says, he disagrees. He says this pasuk was not, this Zois Menuchosi was not said by the Orin. Haikro Knesset Yisrael Omrolei. This pasuk was said by the Knesset, by the gathering of Israel, they said it. And when did they say it? B'shaito di'izbani be'migdosha. At the time the Beis HaMikdash was built. So you don't have here so much the Orin proclaiming it, and not so much the Orin being placed on the Even Shesia, but when the Beis HaMikdash was built, Ve'al Areino La'asrei, and the Orin entered to its place, that made it into the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Yidden proclaimed that Zois Menuchosi Adiyad, this is the resting place, this would be my resting place forever, as the Rebbe will explain that later on, that with regards to Bnei Yisrael, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, building it into a bayis, a kavua, that is when they said Zois Menuchasi, as we will see soon in the explanation of the Rebbe. Then there is a third opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Cheskia Omar. Rabbi Cheskia said that Kucho Brichu Hu Omar Le. This was said by Hashem. And who is it referring to? Seems like we're not referring to the Oren or the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Eberster is saying it with regards to his presence amongst the Yidden. Kachabrichu Amarle al Knesset Yisrael. He says it about Knesset Yisrael, that Knesset Yisrael is Menuchosi. When does that take place? Kad Yisrael Avdin Reuse. When the Yidden do the Rotzin Hashem, they do what Hashem wants. When Yidden Tuan the Rotzin von Eberstein, when the Jewish people do the will, the wishes of Hashem. The Hokidain at that time, Kuchabrichu Yosiv al Kursai Yikore, Hashem sits on his precious throne, the Chayis al Almo, and he protects the world. Ubrocho v'sholem, there is blessing and there is peace. V'chavul v'chavivusa, and its special dearness, the kul of all ishtakach is found. Then there is everything. Hashem sits when the Yidden doing the Hashem's will. Hashem sits on His throne, and there is protection, and there is blessing, there is peace, there is dearness. Everything is found, and when that is found, Ukedein Omar. That's when he says, "Zeis Menuchosi Adiyad." This is my resting place for eternally. So it seems like Rabbi Chizkiah is talking about a different time. Not in the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, not in the time of the Oren, but this has to do the time when the Yidden do the Rotzin Hashem. And again, where is the Menucha? So in the first we're talking about Menucha in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Here, the Menucha is in Yidden. But the Rebbe is going to say no. If this was just another opinion of Taich in the Posik of Zeus Menuchosi, then why would the Zohar bring down Taich on Zeus Menuchosi in reference when we're trying to talk about the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan? It also is associated with that, even though it doesn't say so clearly. Let's see what the Rebbe says. V'malaren bepashtus, when, as you learn it on the simply on the surface, Telzich the dry deis, so these three opinions are really two general opinions. In Zohar in Tzvei, there is two. The Erste Tzvei deis, the first two opinions in which we're talking about literally about the Shekhinah in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, Zayin Behesem zu Pashtus HaKsuvim. To Psatak Suvim, that fits in the simple meaning of the verses Vos Reden wegen dem Zman wenn der Oren is gekommen l'mekoyme. They discuss the time when the Oren came to its place. That is considered to be the Menuchosi. What is the difference between the first and the second opinion? As we look at it now, soon the Rebbe is going to show us there's a difference, but there's a bigger difference. But in the right now, it seems like according to the first two opinions, there's just the difference is who said it. Did it say the Oren said it, or was it said by Knesset Yisrael? Says Nor vasloy der erster deya hoder Oren gezokt zois menuchosi adi ad. The Oren said, "This is my resting forever." On the Das Rebbe Yosef, which is the second word. How does Knesset Yisrael gezokt? Knesset Yisrael said there, but there's really seemingly no difference between them. But that's one that we're talking about the time when the Oren came inside. But Loide did it today over, but according to the third day, that's what it seems. How does Nitkin Shaykhus Luchoyre to Pashtus in Yonam Shalak Suvim? It seems like that's not really connected to the simple matters of the Pasuk in which we're talking about bringing in the Aron into the Mikdash. It talks about the Yidden when they do mitzvahs. You know, when the Aron is gekumel lemekoyim mekoydesh kadosh, it doesn't have anything to do with that. That's what seems to be Reb Chesky's opinion. But the Rebbe says that doesn't really fit, because it has to have to do also with this general idea of bringing in the Mishkan and with the Aron, because it wouldn't really fit for the Zohar to bring down just a drasha on the Pasuk, which has nothing to do with the context over here. It's ober nit glatik, it's not smooth. Vibald di dritte deya hot nit kein shaychus zu dem Mishkan u Migdosh u knissos oren li mekoymei. Since this third opinion has no connection to the Mishkan, to the Mishkan in the desert, or the Mikdash that was built, and Knesset Aron Lemekoyim, and the Aron going into its place, Toichen HaInyan in Zohar Do, which is the contents of the idea discussed here in the Zohar, how the Zohar Bechlal Nid Gidav bringing them Pirush Do, he should not have brought down the interpretation of Reb Chesky over here at all. Stam pirushim in posik zois minuchosi zayin and givizdo kama v'kama. Generally, interpretations on the verse zois minuchosi are many, so we didn't bring them all here. So why bring down the Cheskia? So Rebbe says it must be that Cheskia also has a inherent connection. And then the Rebbe says that actually, it's more the difference between the first two opinions, between the Rabbi Yese and the first opinion, is more just than who was said it. Because in Rabbi Yese, he doesn't just say, it says by Knesset Yisrael, he adds when the Beis HaMikdash was built. It almost sounds like the first one, as the Rebbe will bring down in the introduction, that has to do more with the Aron when it came into the Mishkan. And he says, no, it was said by Knesset Yisrael when the Mishkan was, when the Mikdash was built. And then this will be a connection between when it was said to the one who says it. The reason why it was said by Knesset Yisrael is because we're talking about the building. And the reason why the first opinion says that it's the Aron that says it, because we're talking about the Mishkan. And the reason why the third opinion, Chesky, is that it's Kuchabricho Amarle, because that is Taka talking about a different Zman in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's look inside. Oich b'negeya de erste tzvei deyes is muvan. Also with regards to the first two opinions understood, as der chiluk is nit nor veres hot gizok, that the difference is not just who said zois menuchosi adei ad, who said it. It's more than that. It's the reason why we're saying who said it is because we're talking about that different aspect of the Zois Menuchos. And the Rebbe says, if we look in the language of the Zohar, you will see that the second opinion is adding not only who said it, but in the context about what it was said. Okay, Muchach von dem was betchila sa'inye steht in Zohar. So this whole piece, how does it start in the whole idea in the Zohar state? As Shapiru the Alma v'chizu the Alma, the beauty of the world, the look of the world, was not a tzichnit gizen, but Alma, it was not apparent in the world, ad the izbani v'iskam mishkona, until the Mishkan was built and was raised, v'al aroina legoi kodsho, and the Aron entered into the holy. That's when the beauty, the world can be seen, properly was when the Mesamig, the Mishkan, was built and the Aron went in. Und von Demelton, and starting with that point and on, Ischazu Cheze de Kula Ba'almo. So then you see the view, the scene, everything in the world was been shown, the Istakin Almo, the world was corrected. Ve'azli Bahu Mashkino, it keeps on going, corrected. Bahu Mashkino Bahu Arena with the Mishkan and Bahu Mishkino and the Ari. Bis as is Gekumen until it reached Lahun Nikuda the Ihu Yifei Neuf Chedva the Koil. It came to that point, which is the beautiful scenery, it's the joyous of everything. The Mokif and Evan Ashsiyah. Because the Arin was journeying and traveling in the Midbar, until eventually the Arin came to the Mikdash, and the place Evan Ashisiyah. Kivan the Moti Lahosom, once it reached to the place of the Evan Ashisiyah, Kedain Pasach Arino Va'omar, then is the Arin opened up and said. So, over here, you see that it starts off with the Mishkan, and finally that it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Evan Shisiyah. But in the words of Rabbi Yossi doesn't just say, no, it wasn't said by the Aron, it was said by Knesset Yisrael. Oib Rabbi Yossi kum zogen. If all what Rabbi Yossi is coming to teach us, as neither Orin or does gizok nor Knesset Yisrael, that it was not said by the Orin, but it said Knesset Yisrael, hoter blois kidar zok, then he should have just said, hi kro Knesset Yisrael omrele, that this was said by Knesset Yisrael. So then we know that Rabbi Yossi and the first opinion do not differ on what it was said or what time it was said, about what period. They're just saying who said it would be the difference. But if you look in the language, you see he should have just said "Hi, Kro Knesset Omerle." For them, was said is koifel. But the fact that he doubles after he's saying it says "Bishaito di Isbonu Bei Mikdash of Olaron LaAsri," when the Beis Hamikdash was built. But before we already talked about when it came into the Beis Hamikdash in the introduction. But here he emphasizes it that again, he says, when the building was built, even though it already said Adis Bani Iskam Mishkan, but over there he talks about the Mishkan, but here he repeats and he says Vishaita di Isbonu be Migdash of Alaron Lasri's place. He is saying something about the time of the building of the Beis Hamikdash. He's moving as at his Moisif Nochaninyan Baza. So we understand that he adds a third aspect. As das is farbundun, that this is tied, nit nor midem Aron atzmai, not just with the Aron itself, he says, nor oich midem zman di izbane Beis Hamikdash, with the time of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Basically, the first one, main focus is the Arin. And the Arin started with the Mishkan, but it was placed in its place in the Evan Shisiyah. According to Rabbi Yossi, it has to do with the building of the Mishkan and bringing the Arin over there. And according to Chesky, it also has to do somehow with the Beis Hamikdash. Rebbe explained, this haste. The chilik from the dry day is, the difference is in both. Isai ver es hot gizokt, who said it? The zois menochose adayad. The three options, it's either the Orin, or Knesset Yisrael, or the Kodesh Brichu, the three options. Unsai, but also the Rebbe trying to bring out with this whole introduction, of was das is gesagt geworden, about which this was said. Oif Mekoimoi, was it said about the place? Kodesh HaKadoshim, of the Mevin Shesia, where the Aron were on the place, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zeman Beis HaMikdash, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Kadizbani in Rabbi Yesi. Or there's Zeman the Yisrael loved in Re'usa, when they didn't do their Eivishtas Rotsen. So this is said, the Neu, who said it, is associated about what it was said. About the Kodesh Kadosh, maybe you should see about the building, or about the when they didn't do Hashem's will. So, the Rebbe says, Medarf Ober Fashtein. Okay, so what we need to understand. So, first of all, what's the difference? The Toichen Achilik Tzushin, the Eshte Tzvei Deis. What is the contents? What is the idea difference? When the Aron came to its place, or when the Beis HaMikdash was built. The Bald as Beide Deis Retzach Do Vegen Dem Zelben Zman Beinyan. Talking about the same time. The Aron was built, it was placed on the Eved Shesia at the same time that the Mikdash was built. As it says, V'al Aroinu La'asrei. Because it says when they built the Mikdash, even in the words of Rabbi Yehesi, it says when they built the Mikdash, Isbani be Magdash, and it went up lastly. So, what is that a chiluk, the Torah chiluk from the Amiris Aroin or the Knesset Yisrael? What's the difference between the Aroin and or the Knesset Yisrael? The Rebbe will explain later on the permanence of the Aroin. Is relative to the Aron was the Eben Shesia was the Mishkan that provided the permanence for the Yidden is Knesset Yisrael says it is the building of the Beis HaMikdash, as the Rebbe will explain. So that's number one. What's the difference? And Beis Vos is Negeya in the Eshter Deya, according to the first opinion, why is it important the Hagdoma Vegen Dem Binyan HaMishkan? Why do we even talk about it? He wants to say when it came to the Eben Shesia, he says when the Mishkan was built, Ba'al Aroino Legoi Kotcha in Mishkan, that it was in the Mishkan. And then it traveled until it came to the Eben Shesia. The bald as der posig zeis menuchosi adi ad. Since this part red wegen dem onkommen von Orden Beis HaMikdash, it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. So why are we talking about the Mishkan? The Rebbe will explain the whole difference in this land between this man of the Mishkan and the building of the Mikdash and the place of the Orden as far as their permanence, and then also the opinion of Chizkiah that it's talking about when the Yidden do the will of Hashem. In Ois Beis, the Rebbe explains these three opinions by saying what is the main part of the Beis HaMikdash, whether it is the Aron or it is the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Is the main purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Ramban says, that there is a place for the Shekhinah to be, or is the main purpose that the Yidden have a place to serve Hashem? It's for the Yidden. Beis, Vabir, der chilik zwischen the drei deis is, was is der iker ha'inyan in Mishkan HaMikdash, what is the main aspect of the Mishkan HaMikdash? L'deya ha'alef, according to the first opinion, is b'l'shoyin ha'rambam, to use the language of the Rambam. And the Rebbe associates that this is the view of the first day. Iker ha'chefetz b'mishkan, the main desire in Hashem, in the Mishkan, to make Hashem, u'mokon menuchas hashchina shehu ha'orin. The main thing is the place where the divine rests, which is the Oren. The Oren is the main thing of the Beis HaBechira. Und der Riber halt die Deya, and therefore this opinion holds as Pasach HaReino, that the Oren is the one that opened up. This is my resting place, because that's the goal and the purpose of the Mishkan is the Oren. Ben that is ongekumen l'mekoyim b'kodesh hakadoshim, when he came to his place in kodesh hakadoshim, because that is when the goal came about. The das Rabbi Yosi, the ikar inyan for Mishkan Hamikdash, but according to Rabbi Yosi, the main aspect of the Mishkan Hamikdash, as Eden zon hobman amokum kavua, is so that Eden have a set place to dinan, them eibrishten to serve Hashem. V'lashon Rambam, as the Rambam uses, which is the other opinion, that bayis muchen liyis makriven by hakorbonis, there should be a house that is ready in order to bring the offerings there. V'chokikin elof sholish pa'amim bashana, should be able to celebrate 3 times a year. People go and celebrate, come to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the purpose of the main purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash. But then inyan tzichayv gitam beikir, when was that accomplished? Mainly the Iker Bishaita di Isbana Bay Migdasha the Al Arainullah Asri. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just what happened that the Aron went to the place, but that's at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is built. And the Aron goes to its place, that made it to the place. Un Yidn Hoban the Beis HaMikdash La Aveda, and Yidn have the Beis HaMikdash for service. And the Faris Knesset Yisrael Amra. That's why Knesset Yisrael says it, because this is purpose is for you. Well, the Das Reb Cheskia, but according to the Piyu of Reb Cheskia, is that Iker Ha'inyan for Mishkan or Migdash B'Shachanti B'Seicho. The main aspect of the Mishkan or Migdash is not for the Oren, not for the Yidden to have a place, but to be within the Yidden. V'shachanti b'seicho is the ikar inyan for Mishkan Migdash. V'shachanti b'seicho, Hashem should rest amongst you. The menucha from dem Eibershten is verbunden der mit. Hashem's resting is associated with the fact was that is shoychen tzvishen in Eden, that he's amongst the Eden, he's in the Eden. Und der Riba learned there, and therefore he says as kuchabricha omer le'aknesses Yisrael. Hashem says to the Knesses Yisrael. So in this explanation, this is not the Rebbe asked before, according to Rebbe Cheskia, what's the connection to the time of bringing in the Mishkan? We're also to bringing in of the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, because we're also talking about the goal and the purpose of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. The goal of the Mishkan and the Mikdash is to bring the Shechina amongst Yidden and in the Yidden. So, normally, we have actually a disagreement between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the purpose of the Mishkan? And the same thing, Mishkan, the Mikdash. Same thing is, the opinion of Chesky, as the Rebbe brings down, could be, what is the purpose? There are different opinions. But the Rebbe says, in this case, especially when we talk about the Zohar, we don't have to say there's different opinions, but at different times that there is the main, each one is special on a different time. There is the time, the Zman, that the Oren is special, there is the time that the Beis HaMikdash is special, and there is a time when resting amongst the Yidden is special. Since these and these are the words of the living God, which means they're all part of Torah Hashem. They're all legit. They're all Torah. They're all words of Elikim Chai. Unochmer. And more, because here we're not just talking about Nigla, we're talking about Chassidus. Benegeya Deis was bringing sich in Zoyar, as it relates to opinions that are brought in the Zoyar. There is no question, there is no disagreement. Is yesh loymar, so we can say Chlal, Chassidus, and Kabbalah, Primus, HaTorah, we say there's no real questions, there's no disagreement. So we could say, therefore, as Mara Marchodo, Mara Dochodo, Vlei Pligi, that each one of these people gave their opinion, but they don't really disagree. Which would mean more than normally, that hypothetically or in context it could be different opinions, but it could mean that each one of these opinions is actually practical at a different time. Just haste. Nit nor az ale drei deis. Not only that all these three opinions, zainen emes, val ze zainen ale doi migdash. It's not that they are all true, because they all exist in the migdash. Nor ze zainen ale do boifenikri. Not only do they exist, not like I just said before, only conceptually, but even if we would say they exist, but we give them each one their time. They are mainly and in actuality, we talk about three different times. As the Rebbe will explain, there's the time of the Mishkan, there's the time of the Bate Mikdash, the two Bate Mikdash, and then there is the time of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, as the Rebbe explains in Eis Gimel, in which each one of these opinion is mainly functioning as the main part of that particular Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the two Bate Mikdash, and the Mikdash HaShlishi. The Rebbe is going to explain how in the beginning of the Parsha, when it says Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, it actually hints to three periods of the Mishkan, the actual Mishkan in the desert, the two Beis HaMikdash that were destroyed, and also the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, which will coincide with the three aspects of that we spoke about before, the Arin, the structure, and Le'asid Lovi. The Arin, Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said, Zeis Menuchosi Adeat, Gimel. In the Inyan for Migdash Zainando Beklolus Draizmanim, in the idea of the Migdash, generally speaking, there are three times, Vinyonim, and three periods. Hamishkon, that's one. Then you have the Beis HaMikdash Birushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash as it was in Yerushalayim, which was Ha'alev V'Habeis, the first and the second. And then the third thing is Beis HaMikdash Zolosin. The Beis HaMikdash of the future, thereby is Shlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash. And all of these are hinted right in the beginning of the Pasuk of Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. Because the Chazal tell us, Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEidus, Mishkan, Mishkan, the Mishkan has been taken as a collateral in the two Bate Mikdashes when they were destroyed. So we're talking about the two other Bate Mikdashes, and we say a collateral. And the collateral eventually goes back to them, so that includes also the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't, God forbid, totally taken away, but it was taken away just as a collateral for the time when they'll get it back, which will be the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Umbisizoich mevuir umerumes in divrei chazal, eifaschalas parshasenu. It is explained and also hinted in the words of our sages of blessed memory, on the beginning of our parsha, it says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEidus. So this is the counting of the Mishkan in which the Eidus rested. But it says two times Mishkan, Mishkan. So it says, HaMishkan, Mishkan, Shnei Pa'amim. So our sages tell, why does it say Mishkan, Mishkan, Shnei Pa'amim? Remez L'Migdosh. This hints to the Migdosh. We're talking literally about the Mishkan, but this Mishkan, Mishkan hints to the Migdosh Shenishmashken Bishnei Churbanim, that has been taken as a collateral during the two destructions. After the first Beis HaMikdosh, the destruction, it became a Mashken. After the second Beis HaMikdosh, it became a Mashken. Since we're talking here about the destruction of the Mashken, turns out that we're talking about the Beis HaMikdosh and also the Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi. Kum Tuiz Adeposik Redo. So number one, we're talking about a mikro yetzim nepshute. We're not talking about the pasuk could be, needs to be interpreted literally. It's talking about the Mishkan. Eilip kudam Mishkan. We're talking about what they were counting over there in the desert. the pekudim, that the all the furnishings and all the things that came for the Mishkan. We'll talk about Vegan the Mishkan. And then Unbeis Beremes, by a hint, also Vegan the Mishkan Shanis Mashkin. We're also talking about the Mishkan that has been collateralized, which is the Beis HaMikdosh. Ubemela, since we're talking about collateralized Gimul Euch Vegan the Beis HaMikdosh, the Lossid, we're also talking about the Beis HaMikdosh of the future. How so? Because we're saying that it was taken as a collateral, we're implying that it's only a collateral, that there will be the third Beis HaMikdosh. Varim Vibal, their posik is Meramis Dem Churbun HaMikdosh. Since their verse hints to the destruction of the Mikdosh, Bitten Loshen Mishkan Shenis Mashkin, with the language of Mishkan that has been taken as a collateral is Muvun. So that's understood as churbanin, that when they were destroyed, as it says that it's nismashkin b'shnei churbanin, the two the destructions, this nismashkin is nitas er beis hamikdash rishon v'sheni. It's not that the beis hamikdash, the first and the second beis hamikdash, was the posik is a dokel ramis kiachad, which the verse here includes them both, mishkan shnei churbanim. Remesh the Mikdosh and his mashkin b'shnei churbanim. So this is a hinting to the Mikdosh, the two Beis HaMikdosh, because that were collateralized, were taken away as a collateral during the Taste of Destruction. So the fact that we're calling it a Mishkan, a mashkin, a collateral, so that means that not that Azeret, because the destruction Azeret chaz v'sholom batlverim, that God forbid they will cease to be. Not as is in an oifel for mashkin, but rather it's in a way of a collateral. What happens with a mashkin, geta reish von shus loive, the mashkin leaves the domain of the borrower, und gefindt sich bei malvet zeitweilig, and it finds itself, that collateral, by the lenders temporarily. Und soif soif wird er umgekehrt zum loive, and at the end it gets returned to the borrower. So likewise in our case, as the Mikdash Rishon V'Sheni vert nor nismashke b'shnei churbanim, the first and the second only become as a collateral during the destructions. Nochdem verter umgekehrt zu Yidden, then it gets returned to the Yidden, the Beis HaMikdash HaGimel del Osid, that's the third Beis HaMikdash of the future. So here, these three different aspects of the basic transitions of the different Beis HaMikdash are hinted in this pasuk, right? Ne'ilup Kudei, which talks about the Mishkan, talks about the Bote Mikdashes, and also talks about, in a hint, also about the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. So the Rebbe is going to explain now, first, how in each one of the Beis HaMikdash there is a main point, what was accomplished in the Mishkan, what was accomplished in the first Mikdash, and what was accomplished in the what will be accomplished in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And then the Rebbe will say also these three aspects, how we find them in the Mishkan itself. Dalet, der chilik von den drei Inyonim, Mishkan and Mikdash, or Mikdash de la Osid. So is in Mishkan, what happened in the Mishkan, what was accomplished there mainly, and as a beginning, is the Menuchas HaShchina Shehu HaOren. Over there is the rest of the Shechina, which is the Oren. And the Rebbe will explain that it wasn't really resting, because the Oren in the Mishkan was moving around all the time. But the Mishkan, relative to the Orin, was always, the Mishkan always rested in the Orin. Later on, by the Bate Mikdoshes, the Mishkan was, the second base of Mikdosh, it wasn't there at all. And also during the first base of Mikdosh, towards the end, Yeshio hid it. So it didn't fully take up the time in the time of the base of Mikdosh. But in the Mishkan, the Orin was fully rested. In Mishkan, the Menuchas HaShchina Shorin. So it was never before. So now it's the first time. So that's number one. Nochmer, but more than that. that inyan ha-menucha, menuchosi from the morin, menuchosi, the orin, when the orin says it's menucha, is in an oifen kavua, is given by ikar in Mishkan. So, as a permanent, in a set way, that was mainly in the Mishkan. Vudur orin is gekumen, vudur orin is given by mekoymoi, in which the Aron was in its place, the Mganzen Meshach Zman from Kima Mishkan. The entire period of time that the Mishkan existed, the Aron was there. Mash Enkin in the Bote Migdosh, as opposed to in the Beis HaMikdosh. In Migdosh Sheni, over there, we can't say this permanence was expressed itself more in the Mishkan, because over there, as long as there was a Mishkan, there was an Aron. But in the other Bate Migdosh, in Migdosh Sheni, is there Aron B'chadchila Nidgiven. It was never there from the first to begin with. There was no Aron in the second Mishkan. So we can't say that it rested in the second Beis HaMikdosh. When in Migdosh Rishon, and also the first Beis HaMikdosh, is there Aron Nidgiven Kol Zman Shehoyo Kaim. It wasn't as when the Beis HaMikdosh was in existence, and still there was times when, at the end, when the Mishkan was not in the Beis HaMikdosh, but B'Sov Zmana, in the end of the time, Gonze Yeshio hit it. So when you look from the perspective of the Aron, where did the Aron have its permanence? So first, it started in the Mishkan, and it had its permanence in the Mishkan, because as long as there was a Mishkan, there was an Aron there, as opposed to later on. But then we look at the structure itself. The Mishkan was not a permanent structure to begin with. It traveled from place to place. So when we look about actual structure, then actually the Beis HaMikdosh were permanence because they took up that space and they were there for all the time. Thus is Binegeya Dem Oren. As it relates to the Oren has permanence in the Mishkan. As opposed to the resting, generally when you talk about where was the resting of the sanctuary, generally speaking, the Mishkan, the Mikdosh, is Adrabe. Over there is on the contrary. Not the Mishkan, but it was the Beis HaMikdosh. The Mishkan The Mishkan was moved from place to place, and it wasn't permanent. Avert Anguru von Oyel, it's referred to as a tent. It's not a permanent, not a bais. Ba'im is nit given that inyan hakviyas v'hamenucha. There was not the concept as far as the structure, as far as the place of the sanctuary. Is there was no set and there was no menucha over there for it because it traveled. Mashenkin in the Bote Mikdosh, as opposed to the Bote Mikdosh, it was homes of Mikdosh. Zeir Binyan is given, Kavua B'Mokam Echad. Their building was set in one place. However, over there, the place was taka set all the time, but those structures didn't last. The real permanence comes in the Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi. The Beis Bote Mikdosh Ober Zayne Nid Given Binyonim Nitzchim. The two Beis HaMikdosh were not eternal edifices. They were not structures that lasted forever. Zayne Tzugunum Givorim Ba'id. They were taken away from the Yidin. Chosh Der Mokim Is Giblim Mikdoshos HaShchina Yine Betelo. Notwithstanding the fact that the place where the Beis HaMikdosh stood remained in its sanctity, the Shekhinah does not cease, and therefore it keeps the sanctity, but the physical structure was not permanent. It was taken away. Contrast that with the Beis HaShlishi, the Beis HaShlishi, with the third Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis HaShlishi Ober V'Zayin Abinyan Nitzchi will be a eternal edifice. So these three sanctuaries, if you will, the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdosh and the Mikdash HaShlishi, the Rebbe is going to say now this corresponds to the three opinions in which we expressed before, whether it was the Arin, or it was the structure, or it was the Yidden, Hashem resting in the Yidden, that fits in with the three different sanctuaries that we had. Based on this, we can explain the three opinions in the Zohar. The Ashta Deya, the first opinion, it was the Arin that opened up and said, this is my resting place for eternity. That comes, as a follow-up to this, that it says, is bani v'iska mashkino v'al areinu l'goy kocho. That was built, and it was the Mishkan was stood up, and the Arin went into the holy place. Then it became Zeish Menuchosi. Val der Inyan HaMenucha was his Mesiaches Be'ikir Tzumorin, because the concept of rest, which relates mainly to the Ark, to the Arin, is Haschalose V'ikra Hatzichayv Yitom B'HaMishkan, the main, the beginning and the main was accomplished in the Mishkan. So, again, resting place was on the Eben Shesia, which was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe doesn't say this, but it's understood. But where did it, that Rebbe's Loshen, that where is it relate to mainly to the Orin? That's why we bring in Isbana ve'iska Mishkana. We're talking about the Mishkan stood up, because it relates, it connects to the Mishkan. However, Obedosis nitke menucha b'shaiches tzum bayis Mishkan gufa. However, that's not a rest as it connects to the Mishkan itself, the house itself. No, the Orin, yes, but not the house. Und ribir is benegeya to Eden. And therefore, as it relates to the Eden. So vos faran or umbay zazegi kumen. To what home did they come? Until there was the Beis HaMikdash, we say, you had not yet come to the resting place and to the inheritance. That will come with the Beis HaMikdash, not by the Mishkan. Because in a general way, that wasn't with regards, as it relates to the Yidden, or as it relates to the Beis HaMikdash, as it relates to Yidden, there was not yet really a resting until they came to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in the Tzveter Day in Zohar is the Meduber. In the second opinion in the Zohar, we're talking and discussing Vengendizman HaMikdash, about the time of the Mikdash. Not the Mishkan, but the time of the Mikdash. B'shaita the Izbena Bei Mikdash. Over there, the emphasis that the Beis HaMikdash was built then. Va'al Aroin El Asri, and the Aroin was brought into its place. But it's the building of the Beis HaMikdash. V'zdamult is givoren der Mokim Ubinyan Kavua. That time, at that juncture, became the place and the set building for the Shechina, for the divine to rest. Umbemela, and that's why Zainan Eden Ongikuma, we consider that Eden came Elam Nuchol Anachla. Kileibosam Ad Oton, till the Beis HaMikdash. But once the Beis HaMikdash comes, they came to Menucha Venachla, to the rest and the inheritance. Amokim kavua muchon for avoda. That's a rest place, a resting place for avoda, as we brought from the Rambam, which is the second period when the Mikdash was built. Obelashoina Rambam, to use the language that the Rambam uses, is that kivon shenivna hamikdash b'Yerushalayim, that once the structure, the Mikdash was built in Yerushalayim, nesru kol amekoymes kulam livnes behen bayis. Then all other places became prohibited to build a house. The only house, this is the permanent house, is the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Lashem Chul. There could be no other house house, permanence, post oil, but there's a bias for generation, elo b'Yerushalayim b'levad, only in Yerushalayim alone. Ubahar Meria, which was on Mount Meria, even in Yerushalayim, you can't do it anywhere, it has to be on Mount Meria. Shebon Nemar v'yemer David chulu, about it, it says, David said, v'zeh mizbach lo'ilo li'Yisrael, this is the place where will be the mizbeach for oila for the yin. V'aymer, and the other pasuk says, v'yis v'nechos ya'adi'ad, this will be my eternal resting place. That's the second opinion. That's said by Knesset Yisrael when the resting and the place of service has been permanently established. In the Drita Dei Retzcha Kol Poni Meruvas, the third opinion, it speaks of, at least it doesn't speak directly, the Rebbe says at least it's hinted, Unshleimus de Beis HaMikdosh, and also the ultimate wholesomeness of the Beis HaMikdosh, Beis HaMikdosh HaGimud Delos, in about the third Beis HaMikdosh of the future. In them Zman, that will be a period when we say to do the will of Hashem, is talking about the third Beis HaMikdosh, because that will be the time when the Eden veln oisfirun b'shleimus dem rotzin un kavona for the Meibishtim. That's when the Eden will accomplish completely the will and intention of Hashem. Kad Yisroel Abdid Re'usi, when the Yidden do Hashem's will, as the Zohar says in the words of Rav Cheskia, Bishleimus, Vet der Bayis Zayin Abayis Nitzchi, then the home will be an eternal home. Ervet Kemol Nit Tsuginum Averim Fun Yidden, it will never be taken away from the Yidden. Und Damul Zogt, then is when Kodesh Baruch Hu says Al Knesset Yisrael, because the Yidden will have permanence now, because they also suffered their destruction. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu says Al Knesset Yisrael, Zois Menuchosi Adead, this will be my resting place. So we're talking really about the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, or hinted to it. Vorim the Hashroeh from the Eberstein Zwischen Yidden in an Eifun from Menuchosi Adead, because Hashem's presence resting amongst the Yidden and will be in a way forever. It will be a resting and an internal inheritance openly will be in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi during that period of time. So the Rebbe said that now, that actually, we talk about three periods of time. We talk about the Mishkan, and we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, one and two, and then we talk about the third Beis HaMikdash. But really, these are one continuum. It's not like three different sanctuaries, different Beis HaMikdash. It's really one the same. The Rebbe was going to say that the same thing is in our idea here, that we talk about the other Beis HaMikdash Knesset Yisrael. This is all really one continuation. But Kishem Vidosis Binegei the Mishkan, just as it is connected when it connects to the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash Halva Beis number two, the second and first Beis HaMikdash, on three Ubayi Shlishi at the third Beis HaMikdash. They're not different aspects. This is really one idea, this is one continuation. Shem says to build for me a sanctuary. One, say this, that. It's one continuation. The mitzvah, Lashon Yochid. The mitzvah is in a singular lash, doesn't make several mikdashes. Just one mikdash, but this follows one of the other. The mitzvah Lashon Yochid from Osuli Mikdash had sich angeheben. That started and you fulfilled it when you built the Mishkan. We continued the Beis HaMikdash Aleph HaBeis in the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. Umbishlei Musa, and when will it be fulfilled in its wholesomeness, in its complete form? Kemitzvah Suritzei Necha, as the mitzvah as the Shavuot, but the Zayin Bibinyan Beis Hashlishi Bebeheira Biyomeinu Amen, in the building of the third Beis Hamikdash, quickly in our days, Amen. So this is as far as the physical Mikdash, the really one continuation, one Mikdash that continued from one to the other. The same thing is as it relates to the details that the Zohar emphasizes. What is it? The menucha b'shaiches tzumorin, the relaxation, the rest as it connects to the Orin. Then we have the second to the Beis HaMikdash. And third, Knesset Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people. Actually, the Orin, the Beis HaMikdash, and Knesset Yisrael, which is about those, they're the third Beis HaMikdash. And over there, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that says it. So again, one is Orin, two is Beis HaMikdash, three is Knesset Yisrael. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu says, these are not separate matters, but rather one continuation. How so? And the Rebbe will explain that what happens with Knesset Yisrael when they do the will of Hashem, that is actually the ultimate fulfillment of all the Orin and of the Beis HaMikdash to come to the Knesset Yisrael to the third level. But we'll have to first introduce the specific language in the third opinion. It seems like he goes through a great deal of length and also why are we connecting it so much to the world when the main focus is that it will be by the Yidden doing the Ratzon Hashem. Why are we connecting it to the world? This is actually the key, as the Rebbe will explain. By first examining this precise language in the third opinion. Vos Eris, number one, that he is Mayrich, that he goes into a great deal of length. The whole Kidain Yosef al Kursaya Yikore, that so as now he will sit and his precious couch and his seat, Vechais al Almo, and he is protecting the world, Ubrocha Visholim, blessing and peace, Vachavisa de Kolo Ishtakach, and the dearest of elves will be found. It's long language. Number two, Beis L'Choyre, what is that Inyan Egeyedo? Why is this correct here, what's going on with the world? Do Retzich Doch Has Kutche Bericho Zogt, Zois Min Chosi Adei Ad, Nora Knesset Yisrael. Hashem saying, I'm resting, is about Knesset Yisrael, when they do the Rotz Hashem, or need B'Shaiches to the Welt B'Cholos. And not as it connects to the world in general. And the Rebbe will explain now that this is the three matters of Torah, which is the Orin, Mikdash, which is mitzvahs, and then there is Shleimus HaMitzvahs, which is Lasid Lovei, when the world itself becomes a place which supports, which doesn't resist mitzvahs. That's the ultimate of the resting place. Let's see what the Rebbe explains. Let's look inside Zion. The Bir Bazeh, the explanation in this. Pasach Aroino v'Omar Zois Menuchosi Adiyat Chulu. So the Orin opens up and says, this is my resting place. What does the Orin represent? That represents Torah. Is the Avoida from Torah. That's the service of Torah. Why is the Orin Torah? Because what isn't the Orin? The Orin only had the Luchas, that's the Torah. Kemuvan, Doshidach Kola Inyan Shala Orin. This is the entire idea, the matter. What is the Orin? The Orin is Torah. Ein ba Orin rak shnei Luchas ha'avonim. In the Orin, there was just the two tablets of stone, which had the Atzeres HaDibros. And what does it mean, the Aron is Memnucha? Und der Schleimus von Teure is, when is Teure in its wholesome, in its completeness, is Bishaz that Eisek HaTeure is in an Eufen, when the study, the occupation of Teure, is in such a way for Menucha, when it's in a relaxed, in a play, in a way of rest. Und es seinen Nitok in Inyonim HaMevavulim, and there does not exist, they don't find itself matters that disrupt, that distract. K'maymer Hazal, as the sages of blessed memory say, Leinitno Teure Lidresh Elo Leich Lamon. The Torah was given to expound only the Edomon. What do you mean, Eich Lamon? Eich Lamon had no worries. They were sitting there and they were all taken care of, and they kundarshan the Torah. Meaning that their minds, they had no distractions, they had no other things on their mind. Has spoken many times the meaning as birdei zu verstehen onem teure kidboi, that in order to understand and be able to absorb, take teure properly, darf man sein frei von alle tirdes amavavlos. You need to free yourself, you need to be free from all preoccupations that interfere. V'dugmas eich lamon, it was similar to those who eat the mon, had no worries, can't have any troublings, any troubles, anything that would distract you, would be mevavel. So that's the first step. What happens when you learn Torah on such a level? Then it brings already to the level of mitzvahs. B'shaz that limud ha-Torah is kidabayu. When one learns Torah properly, is God the limut shemevel de maisa? The greatness of study is that it brings you to action. Torah kum tarop in maisa mitzvahs. The Torah comes down into the act of mitzvahs. Umpoyult adozel zayn b'shlemes, and it impacts that the mitzvah should be on a wholesome way. Was der mit, when you do mitzvahs b'shlemes, you accomplish tutzich oif der birr from welt. That's the way you sort out the world. Und das drückt sich aus in dem, was ist Bane Beis HaMikdash v'chulu. And that is expressed in the fact that a Beis HaMikdash has been built. Es wird aufgebaut in Welt, that in the world it's built up. Abinyan, Kavua v'Adam Eberstein, there is a permanent structure for Hashem. Und in dem ist da, and in this world is da Koyach u'Pulas u'Metzias HaTorah. The power, the impact, and the existence of Torah. You bring the Oren into the Beis HaMikdash. That means that there's a full impact from the Torah in the avoidance of building for Hashem through the mitzvahs a permanent structure. So at that point, we have the Knesset Yisrael says, okay, now there's a permanence here. Und damol b'shaita di is bane, when it's built, zogt Knesset Yisrael. So Knesset Yisrael says, zois menuchosi adei ad, this is my place of rest for eternity. Es vert ishlemus hamenucha von Eden, this becomes the wholesome of rest for the Eden. Because dur firdik zeir kavone v'asani nevresi l'shamash eskoini, that I have been created to serve my Creator. They're doing it. Duch kim retzoyne teiru mitzvahs, by fulfilling his wish of teiru mitzvahs. So we see how one thing pulls the other. Just like we talked about by the mikdash before, that one mikdash leads to the other. Here too, first you start with Torah. Torah pulls you to the mitzvahs, to do bishleimahs, to make the building. And then the third thing is, then you bring down the permanence, the nitzchis of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Mishas Yisrael of the Nru'usei, when the Yidin do Hashem's will. Iskutcha Brichu Amar Le'al Knesset Yisrael, then the Eibishter says about the Knesset Yisrael, Zois Menuchosi Adiyat, this is my resting forever. Es Vert Kavi Yochel, Dishlemes from Kutcha Brichu. This brings about a completion, so to speak, in Kutchabrich and Hashem were Yisrov and Kutchabrich Kulachat. Yidden and Hashem is one. How do we see this wholesomeness which takes place by the Yidden is also Menuchosi, but brings a completion by Hashem, is that all matters of the world do not interfere and they're in sync, in line with the Yids doing Torah Mitzvahs. The Raya of them, what is the evidence? This is why the Zohar is Meilich over here about the world. And where does it express the Shleimus from Kutchabrichu? Zok der Zohar, as the Zohar says, the Okedem Kutchabrichu Yosiv al Kursei Yekorei, because Kutchabrichu sits then on his precious couch seat, V'chayis al Almo, protects the world, the Brocha V'sholim, blessing and peace, V'chavivusa, the Kol Ishtakcha, the dearness of everything is found. B'shas the Metzias from Welt, when the entity, the existence of the world, Shtet Nitzu der Avodah from it, it does not interfere with the service of a Yid. V'adrabe, when the word Anhoga from Welt Gufa, you have the conduct of world itself, Afila the Gashmis, even the physical world, is be'oifun shel brocha v'sholim, it's in a way of blessing and peace. Amokar mukhshar, it becomes a very fitting place. Masim o mesayim to the ranhoga for the yidn. It fits and it supports the conduct of a yid. Kedein omar zois menuchos yicholo, then he says, this is my dwelling place. Damul dvert nizgala, so at that point, it's revealed, as Knesset Yisrael zaynen amochen l'shifta yizborech, that the Knesset Yisrael are a dwelling place for Hashem's blessed sitting there. As firtzich ois the penimis hakavone v'ho'inyan, that it is accomplished, the inner intent and the idea fundira lo yizborech, to make a dwelling place for Him blessed. Lodur v'lishken b'nishamis Yisrael l'mato, to live, to dwell, and to rest in the Neshamas Yisrael here below. So, over here we show that this is really one hemshach from Torah to mitzvahs and the b'shleimus, the dira lo yizborech v'tachtoinim, that is the last opinion for Rav Cheskia, that the whole world becomes a fitting place of support to a yid doing Torah mitzvahs. Now, the same thing is true as far as the Beis HaMikdash, from the Mishkan to the Mikdash to the Mikdash Hashlishi to Los Ches. Apizei Zoich Muvan Benegeye to the Mishkan and the Bote Mikdash. Also understood as it relates to the Mishkan and the Bote Mikdash. Zeizainen Ein Inyan Vehemshech. There is one idea, there is one continuation. Vosatzuchon Yeh Midem Binyan HaMishkan. It started with the building of the Mishkan. Unsiz Be'oifen is in such a way as the Bote Mikdoshes bringen on seinen Goyim, and then these Bote Mikdoshes bring, and they cause them Inyan on them Gilui, the idea and the revelation in Binyan Bayis HaShlishi, in the building of the third Beis HaMikdosh, as a result from these two Beis HaMikdosh. And as emphasized, Kimudgesh in Maimer HaZal Hanau, as emphasized in the saying of our sages of blessed memory that we said before, Remez leMikdash and Ismashkin b'shnei churbonim alavein yisayim shal Yisrael. Mishkan is a hint to the Mikdash that has been taken as a collateral during the two destructions because of the sin of the Yidden. So again, what are we saying over here? It's a mashkin, and as the umker for a Mikdash, that returning to the Mikdash is not, we're going to build a new Mishkan. You're going to get back the Mashkan. As the Unker for Mikdash is nit abazundere zach farzich, it's not a separate item by itself. Nor viba a Mashkan. It's like a Mashkan, like a collateral. Was there mekubim for nemen and halpna Mashkan? The intent, why do you hold on to somebody's collateral? Is oif zu verzicheren, is to guarantee, as a levivet of giving them choy von freya, that he will give back the money, the obligation, the loan that he has from before. It's not going to give you back. He's not going to give you something new. He's going to give you back what he owes you. So it's a continuation from before. The collateral guarantees that the borrower will pay. So in this case, it guarantees that they'll get it back after they do teshuva for the averus, the seis. The shenismashkin from the bais hamikdash aleva bais gufa. The fact that it is taken as a collateral, that itself is goyim, that brings about, that causes umfarzichert and secures, makes sure as yidden zol zechfirin kedeboyi, that the yidden will conduct themselves properly in the ribe veter kumen tzirik, and that's why tzirik veter tzirik kumen, and that's why he'll come back. So this is expressed in the three beis hamikdash. The Rebbe is going to say now in Ois Tes that within the Mishkan, which is the literal, which is the first Mishkan, we also have all these three aspects of similar to the way we had it in the divided by the Mishkan beis hamikdash and the third beis hamikdash. We have it within the Mishkan itself. Tes. The command to make a sanctuary, I'll dwell inside. But this is the mitzvah ledoiros. This is the mitzvah for all generations. Of building the mishkan b'habeis hamikdash. That is to build the mishkan b'habeis hamikdash, so which really everything is one continuation. However, is b'pshutish l'mikra, but the simple meaning of the pasuk. What was Hashem talking about when he said, "Make me a mikdash"? Kizok gevor b'negei the mishkan. That was said as it relates to the mishkan. His movement is understood as in the Mishkan Gufa Zainadot B'dugma Ukein, that within the Mishkan itself, there is similar and from about the Drayin Yorim Hanal, the three aspects, Mishkan, Migdosh, Bayis, Hagimu. So, Rebbe explains, in Akomas HaMishkan B'Parsho Seinu, in the raising of the Mishkan that our Parsha discusses, after all the work has been completed of the Mishkan Oyel Moed, there were three different times and three different aspects. There is man funakomas hamishkan b'zayin yimei hamiluyim. There was the period in which they raised the Mishkan during the 7 days of the inauguration. But they raised it, but they took it down as well. So there was no permanence there. It was chotch as demult hot menshen oivkishtel the mishkan. Although they had already during those 7 days raised the mishkan, arangitrogen them orim mechulu, and they brought the orim in. Nit vifreyer was is noch ke mishkan it given. Unlike before when there was no mishkan, nor blois the melachis unasiyus letzorich hamishkan. They were working. And they're doing the job was for the purpose of the Mishkan, but there was no Mishkan. There was Hachone L'Akamosi, that was preparation for the Akoma. And the first time that it was really stood up was in the 7 days of the inauguration, in which they put the Mishkan in its place. Is das noch aber nicht geworden kein Kavua? That did not make it into a permanent. Because during the all of the 7 days of inauguration, he would raise the Mishkan and take it apart. And although they did all the services during the days of inauguration, ein kruya avoida eitzel avoidas kahanim. He quotes from Rashi in Yuma that that's not called Aveda by the Kohanim. It wasn't the real Aveda. Then, Bayom Hashmini Limaluyim B'Chodesh Harishim Echad L'Chodesh Hukva Mishkan. On the 8th day of the inauguration, that was on the first month of Nisan, on the first day of the month of Nisan, Echad L'Chodesh Hukva Mishkan, that's when it was raised. Damult is given hakamosi la'omdo. That was to stand up. Usod giken de noch sein da weide Mishkan, then you can start serving in the Mishkan. So, the difference was der chiluk zwischen die zwei Efane hakome de Mishkan atzma. The difference between these two types, the way to raise the Mishkan itself, yesh loimar, you can say as es is bedugmas hahefresh, that is similar to the difference, distinction zwischen the Mishkan, was is given, between the Mishkan, which was beiker amenucha protis far dem orin, that was mainly a individual rest for the orin, but the Mishkan atzme is given adiras arai oil, but the Mishkan itself was a temporary. That was the first. Un beis hamikdash was is given adiras keva. And then, as compared to the Beis Hamikdash, which was a permanent place of resting for the Yid. So that was just for the Orin, but the Mishkan itself didn't have any permanence. And the eighth day, that is when it became permanent. Then, Noch HaKomes HaMishkan Bishmini L'Meluyim, after the Mishkan was raised on the eighth day of Meluyim, become avoiders and several avoiders that they did in the 8th day is ersh peter given the ashros hashchina tzvishnid. Only later, after that, came about the resting of the divine amongst it. Whereas Messiah in the parsha senu, as he concludes in our parsha, ukavoid Hashem molei es hamishkan, that the glory of Hashem filled the mishkan. But that is given by Yero Kveida Hashem El Kolom, the honor, the glory of Hashem was seen to all the people. It was came down to the people. But this is Me'ein Hamenucha BeBeis Hamikdash Hashlishi. This is similar to the rest which takes place in the third Beis Hamikdash. Then Hashem says about Knesset Yisrael, "This is my rest for eternity." As the Sephorna writes in the end of the parsha on the Pasuk, Hamishkan, when the Onan went up from the Mishkan, the Kol Kach Hoysa Shriyas Hashchina Keva B'Mishkan, this was such an extent that the Shechina rested permanently in the Mishkan, Shaloi Hoya Mistal Klal Mishkan. It never left it. Acho Yisrael Tzrichim Linsoya until they needed to journey. So there was the Shechina. There was a permit. This was not in Shiloh, not in the first, and not in the second Beis Hamikdash, because having the Anon over there on the Mishkan all the time fully, that was, and that's compared to the Bayis Lish. And also in the Mishkan, this was in the time, and it was connected with Kad Yisroel Avdin Re'usa B'Shleimas. When Yidden do the Rotsim Shleimas Vorum Der Tishre Shechina B'chem, when is the Shechina going to rest in them, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, that Tzichayv Giton Durch Korbanoisuva V'idosom B'Shleimusum V'gam Shel Aren. Through the korbanos and the service completely, and also Aaron, which means that they stood in the greatest of levels. Undamult ver the shleimus hamenucha from Mishkan. That's when the wholesomeness of the rest of the Mishkan, Mishkan ha'edus, that becomes the Mishkan ha'edus then, because that's a testimony, edus l'Yisro. Was the Eidus? Sheviter lehem HaKadosh Baruch HaMaisa Egel Shareisha Shechinosi B'neim. He forgave them and he let up because they made the Egel, because he gives the Shechinah B'neim. So that means Kad Eisim Ritzayne Shel Malka, because over there it's forgiven and forgotten. The old, and that's the Viter, that's the permanence, and that's the Shechinah. That has to do with the Yidden doing Avdin Re'usa, Sai, both aspects, that there is a permanence over there from the Shechina, and also with regards to the Yidden, that they were reach the level that Hishra Shekhnasu B'neim is shown that Vitel Lehem Amai Segel. Yud. Dur dem Eisek B'teres Abayis U'b'chol Asmanim. Through us occupying ourselves and learning about the Beis HaMikdash, which was in all times, the Mishkan, the Mikdash Rishon V'Sheni, Torah, so we have it in the level of Torah, was Al Yidei Zeh, so that's the level of Torah, which was the level of the Orin, the first level. So that's, I counted for them as if they occupy. So now we're talking already about the building of the bais. And that way you, by studying Torah, as the Rebbe brings down, it says just because there's no the Yidnar and Golus, that's why if the Oiskim Betoira, they are Oiskim Bebinyan, Kibir Chazal. That's the level of mitzvahs. Is dos memayru mezayir dem gilu memayru mezaris. This hastens and makes quick dem gilu from Bais HaGimel Bepoil, the revelation of the third Bais HaMikdash, actually galev yove mishamayim, let it be revealed and come from the heavens. All of this will be in the complete, in the wholesomest way, Shleimus HaTorah. Torah will be also Menuchas HaOren. The Oren will be the rest of the Oren, Shleimus Am Yisrael. Menuchas HaKnes Yisrael, the whole of the Jewish people. Hashem Kuchabrichu Sholem. Also Hashem Sholem. Esvert Gol in the Kol HaAmim. It is openly revealed to the eyes of all the nations. Dos vos kuchabricha omele haknesis Yisrael, that which Hashem says about haknesis Yisrael chulu, zois menuchosi adeya, this is my place of rest forever. This is Mesiches Shabbos Parshas Vayakel Pekudei Tovshin Lamed Zayin, and Motzi Shabbos Kodesh Vayakel Pekudei Tovshin Lamed Tes.